بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد وقد قال الله تعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والانس الا ليعبدون صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الامي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله اللہ رب العزت کا ہم شکر ادا کرتے ہیں اس عظیم و شان نعمت کے اوپر اللہ رب العزت نے محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمیں ایمان جیسے عظیم و شان دولت سے نوازا ہے یہ ایسی عظیم و شان نعمت ہے کہ اس کا احاطہ ہم نہ دنیا میں کر سکتے ہیں نہ ہم اس کو اچھی طریقے سے اس کا ادراک کر سکتے ہیں موت تک. ایمان از دا گریٹسٹ گفٹ اللہ تعالیٰ کین گرانٹ اینی ون آن دس ورلڈ. وین اے پرسن ہیز بین گرانٹڈ ایمان ہی ہیز بین گرانٹڈ این اینٹرنس انٹو دا پیراڈائز آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. دس ٹاپک آف ایمان شوڈ بی ریپیٹڈ اوور اینڈ اوور اینڈ اوور اینڈ اوور انٹل دا ریالٹی اینڈ حقیقت آف ایمان سیٹلز انسائڈ اور ہارٹ. اصل میں بیکاز وی ہیو بین گرانٹڈ ایمان فری آف چارج وداؤٹ اینی پٹیشن وداؤٹ اینی آسکن وداؤٹ اینی بیگنگ اللہ ہینس وی ڈونٹ ریئلائز دا ویلیو آف ایمان. سو وی ٹیک ایوری ایکشن فار گرانٹڈ. کر لیا اچھا ہے نہ کیا کوئی حرج نہیں ہے کیونکہ ایمان تو یوں ہی مل گیا ہے. یو آسک دا پیپل ہو سفر فار دا سیک آف ایمان واٹ دے وینٹ تھرو فار دا پرزیورنس آف ایمان. ایک مثال ذہن میں آتی ہے حضرت بلال حبشی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ واٹ ہی ان دا وینٹ فار ایمان. حضرت بلال ابن رباح, رباح ہز نیم واز سون آف رباح, ہز فادر واز آلسو اے سلیو, ہز مدر واز آلسو اے سلیو. His mother's name, Hamama. Hamama, it is mentioned in Kitabs. Hazrat Bilal al-Habshi's father's name Rabah, his mother's name Hamama. Both were the slaves of Ubay ibn Khalf as well. La'anatullahi alayhi. And Bilal al-Habshi was also the slave of Ubay ibn Khalf. A very evil, wretched person who caused lots of takleef to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabah passes away, young boy, Bilal al-Habshi is a young boy, growing up in the lap of his mother, living very difficult life, living under the slavery of Ubay ibn Khalf. Ubay ibn Khalf used to delegate tasks to him, ye kaam karo beta, ye kaam karo, ye kaam karo. Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu was a very intelligent man. Allah Ta'ala wanted to select him to be the muazzin of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had to be intelligent. So from a young age, signs of intelligence were seen inside him. So Ubay ibn Khalf used to send him on errands. Okay, jao beta, you go to Syria, do this job for me. Jao, you go to Yemen, do this job for me. So he used to go and buy and sell merchandise for Ubay ibn Khalf. And he would bring lots of money for Ubay ibn Khalf. So Ubay ibn Khalf had a special corner for him in his heart. Okay, واقعی یہ بلال جو ہے اچھا غلام ہے. Because he used to be a successful person in doing the jobs and the chores for Ubay ibn Khalf. So he always used to give special attention to him. But حضرت بلال حبشی رضی اللہ عنہ had something in his heart جو کھٹک تھی دل میں کہ میں مطمئن نہیں ہوں. کوئی ایسی چیز ہے جو خدشہ لگ رہا ہے کہ there's something missing in my life. Something missing in my life. So what he used to do, in the night, he used to go to the Sahara Desert. نکل جاتے تھے رات کو. He used to get out from the night and used to go and sit down, lean against a rock or sit in the desert and just stare into the sky. Oh Allah, there is more to life than this. There is more to life than just being a slave. There is more to life than just being appreciated by my master. کچھ اور ہے. So he used to probe himself to think, there must be more to life. What is it that's missing? What is missing? What is missing? So ایک دن یوں بیٹھا ہوا تھا تو حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ عنہ walked by. اللہ اکبر. بکر صدیق asked him, oh Bilal, what is the matter? You seem to be lost in deep thought. Oh, son of Ibn Qahafa, I am just stuck with this dilemma. There's more to my life than just serving my master. My father was a slave, his father was a slave, and a lineage of slaves. There has to be more to life than this. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu gave him da'wah. Okay, do you know that a man has emerged called Muhammad ibn Abdullah? He has been granted nubuwwat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has become a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has come to take people out from the slavery of man and put man into the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Rabi ibn Amir said to Rustam in his darbar, the king of Persia. لِنُخْرِدُ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. Allahu Akbar. We have come to take men out of the slavery of men and put men into the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bilal al-Habshi heard these words from Hadrat Siddiq Akbar inviting him toward the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was intrigued. Kuch hai, it seems good. And then Hadrat Siddiq Akbar said to Bilal al-Habshi, O Bilal, this message which the final messenger has brought, master and slave is equal, barabar ho gaye. They are now equal in the eyes of Allah. Huh? With taqwa you are high, without taqwa you are low. Aqa ho, ghulam ho, you are one. So Bilal al-Habshi hairan huye, achha, aisa deen hai jo sab ko barabari musawat mein rakhta hai, bas sirf taqwa ki bedolat insaan ka oonch neech hoti hai. Ye to bahut zabardast paigham hai. So he went home, began to think. Ubay ibn Khalf is beginning to realize that kuch garbar hai, kuch masla hai, kuch aise chup chup khamosh khamosh lag raha hai. So now Bilal, what's the matter? Oh, nothing. I can't sleep in the night. I've been too tired. So karte karte ek din he said, I want to go meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The house was near Maqam Safa, which is in the outskirts, called Maqam Dar-e Arqam. The house of Dari Arqam, known as Dari Arqam. That was the first madrasa. So when people would go there, they would knock on the door quietly. From inside, they would ask, who is it? And the makhsus people, main people, would be granted permission to come inside. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who is it? Abu Bakr Siddiq said, Abu Bakr, and with me is Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah said, come inside. He came inside. So Rasulullah, he put his blessed hand on the head of Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu and began to explain to him the virtues of Islam. Foran Bilal al-Habshi said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. He became Muslim. So Bilal al-Habshi now is hiding his Islam, chup chup kar apna Islam, so nobody can find out he's a Muslim. But kisi ne aakar jo hai Ubay ibn Khalf ke kaal mein ye baat dal di ke he's embraced Islam. That's when Ubay ibn Khalf got so angry. Is that ghulam, that slave, who I granted the most closeness to, how has he left me? How did he have the audacity to leave me? Hence he began to punish him. And he punished him so much that possibly no one has been punished that much before in the chapters of Islam. He would whip him until his skin would rip. He would whip him until his skin would bleed, and he would get tired in the process of whipping him. Itna marta tha. And not just one or two, constant whipping. And when he zalim would get tired himself, he would hand the whip to another one of his friends. You whip him now. Ye imaluk, for the sake of iman, what Bilal al-Habshi was going through. He said, leave this religion. I have heard you have embraced the religion of Muhammad. Leave it. And he would just stay quiet. He would just stay quiet. And when he would feel, okay, my authority is being tarnished, or I'm embarrassing me by staying quiet, then he would beat him up even more. And when he would excel in beating, he would say, Ahad, Ya Allah, Ahad, Ahad. The one Allah, the one Allah, the one Allah. But did he let go of Iman? No, because he knew the value of Iman, and he knew the value of the status of Ubay ibn Khalf, which is no maqam whatsoever. No maqam whatsoever in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Dekho is par se ek baat yaad aayi. Those people who took punishment to safeguard their Islam, to safeguard their Islam, to safeguard their Iman. Another example is of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi. When Ma'mun brought him Mu'tazila, they had an they made an ikhtilaf that the Quran is makhluq of Allah. Quran, makhluq of Allah. So they brought all the ulama together and said, you give fatwa. Quran is makhluq, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some scholars, they sold out. Some found a loophole and said, yes, there is a gunjaish, there is a way you can. When they came to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, who is the greatest imam, he said, no. Al-Quran kalamullah ghayru makhluq. So Quran is kalamullah, it's not makhluq. So they said to him, we need him to give a fatwa because he's the biggest imam of the era of Baghdad. If he gives fatwa, then we can promote this aqidah. And if Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal had said, listen carefully to this point, how much Qurbani ulama do for the sake of deen to preserve our iman. If Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, yes, Quran is makhluq, none of us would have been Muslim today. None of us sitting here would have been Muslim if Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, yes, Quran is makhluq, it is not kalamullah. But he said, no, Al-Quran kalamullah ghayru makhluq. It is not the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is kalamullah. So Ma'mun said to the people, isko pakaro, tie him up. Upar se kameez utar di, niche lungi pehni hui, izar. He's wearing his bottom, just izar or trouser leg or lungi. He said, take off his kameez. Public flogging. Such a strong whip the person cracked on his back that Muwaddiqeen have written, if one of those were to be hit upon the back of an elephant, even an elephant would scream and run. But why did they do this? To safeguard my and your iman. This is how much love for iman they had. So they said to him, do you say Quran is kalamullah or makhluk of Allah? He said, ituni shay'an min kitabillahi wa sunnati rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fa'akumu bih. Bring me something to prove Quran is the creation of Allah and I will accept it. Bring me proof. When they couldn't, they said, right, whip him. He took 29 whips on his back. 29 whips on his back. Even the Jallad was whipping him, so whilst he was whipping him in one stage, one imam was watching next to him, and he saw after a few whipping, his nara, his belt, it ripped. It's such a strong lash, it cracked the nara open. And that shalwar was about to fall down, and it would have exposed his satar. So when his nara ripped, and the shalwar was about to fall, Imam Ahmad looked up towards the sky, his lips moved. And then he put his head back down, and that shalwar did not move from his place. It was as though some invisible hands were holding the shalwar up, like a straw mat, it would not fall down. The nara is open, it's ripped open, but the shalwar would not fall off. So after this whipping, 29 lashes on his back. One imam asked him, Ki Hazrat, when you were being flogged and whipped by the Jallad, what dua were you making looking at the sky? He said, I said, oh Allah, if I am on the haq, if I am on the truth, then oh Allah, do not reveal my satr in front of these people. And that was the sign that Quran is kalamullah, through which I and me and you have preserved our iman and aqeedah upon the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 29 whips he took on his back. The first whip he took, he said, Bismillah. And he forgave the Jallad. Forgave him. Second whip he took, he said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Third whip he took, he said, Al-Quran kalamullah ghayru makhluq. Fourth one he took, he said, Qul lan yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana. And he took 29 whips like this. Those whipping were so severe that led to his shahadat afterwards. He became shaheed through those cuts and grazes and the skin being lashed and torn, ripped open, blood and fat and ooze out of his body. He took all that to safeguard his iman and our iman, and he preferred shahadat, to drink from the glass of shahadat, than to make sure that our iman does not get corrupted on the day of Qiyamah. He went to the prison. There they tried to tend to his wounds, but they couldn't. There were deep, deep wounds. And then shortly later, he became shaheed and he passed away. Before he became shaheed, look how much he did for iman. Ye baat arz karna chahta, what he did for his iman. What do I do for my iman? You ask yourself, what do you do for your iman? What people did for their iman, and majd de maqam in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why kitabon mein aata hai, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was granted the izzat of seeing Allah 99 times in his dream. 99 times in his dream. Allahu Akbar. Bima yaliqu shanihi. However, Allah ta'ala exhibited himself in front of him. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal preserved his iman, preserved the iman of the whole ummah, and he gave his life. Before he was dying, iman ke liye kitni qurbani jheli Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal ne. Marte waqt wo lete hue the yu, behoshi, ghashi tari hoti, fir ifaqa hota. Ghashi tari hoti, fir he would faint, kumala, faint, get up. And he would say, abhi nahi, abhi nahi. Then he would faint again. Then he would wake up, abhi nahi, abhi nahi. Abhi nahi, abhi nahi. And then he would faint again. So jo beta tha, wo baap ki sar ko gaud uthaya. Abu, kya baat hai? Kya matlab, abhi nahi, abhi nahi. Kaha ke wo shaitan mal'oon samne khada hai mere samne. اور شیطان مجھ سے کہہ رہا ہے امام احمد تو اپنے ایمان کو بچا کر مجھ سے تو بچ گیا ہے تو اپنے ایمان کی حفاظت کر کے مجھ سے بچ گیا ہے you have saved yourself with your iman from you and I am saying not yet not yet not yet not yet I still have my last breath left until my last breath I can't say with certainty that I am saved from you O شیطان and that's why somebody asked امام احمد بن حنبل once کہ یا احمد ابن حنبل they asked him when is success matan najah when will we acquire najat when will we acquire najat or no mar raha asked him kya imam ahmad ibn matan raha what did he say when will people asked him when will we find sukoon is dunya ki daldal se hame sukoon kab milega when will we find rahat matan raha ya ahmad ibn hanbal what did he say إِذَا وَضَأَ أَوَّلُ قَدْمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ He said, until your first foot does not enter Jannat, until then there's no rahat for anybody. Kisi ko rahat nahi. Until that last step, you are still in danger. Anything can happen to you. Allah make it easy for you. So I was saying, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, what he underwent to save God, his iman, So much. He used to make this one dua. Instead of going his mind and asking Tawbah, Ya Rabba kulla shay, bi qudratika ala kulli shay, ighfir lana kulla shay, hatta la tas'alna an shay. This was a constant dua he used to make upon Allah Ta'ala forgave him. When he died, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, puri Islamic tariq mein, kitabon mein aata hai, the biggest, largest janaza in terms of people was the janaza of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. And when he was alive, the people would say, who's on the haq, who's on the batil? Haq pe kon hai, batil pe kon hai? And Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal used to smile and say, my friends, my janaza will show you who's on haq and batil. My death will show you who's on haq and batil. And the greatest janaza ever recorded in the whole of mankind was the janaza of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Kitna janaza? Kitna wala janaza? Just to understand how great the janaza was, 20,000 Jews became Muslim on his janaza. Aslama yawma wafatihi 20,000 Jews became Muslim by seeing the janazah of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. They say even birds were giving shade. It was the hot day of Baghdad and it was scorching, sweltering heat and birds had come on top and were giving shade to the coffin and the sanduq of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal's janazah when he was going toward the Qabristan. This is what he underwent to save God his ایمان یہ ایک ذہن میں بات آگئی تو میں نے عرض کر دی ایمان کے لیے اتنی قربانیاں جھیلنی پڑی تو جھیل پڑی کسی نے امام احمد ابن حنبل کو خواب میں دیکھا اور دیکھا کہ وہ جنت کے وہ ریشمی لباس پہنے ہوئے ہیں سونے کی جوتیاں ہیں سر پہ تاج ہے اور اوپر سے جواہرات اور موتیوں کی بارش ہو رہی ہے اوپر سے, اور یوں بالکل یوں چل رہے ایسے, walking with great pomp. تو کسی نے کہا کہ اللہ اکبر امام صاحب یہ کیا ہے, یہ اعزاز اور یہ چال کا یہ جنتیوں کی چال ہے, اب بے خوف ہو گیا ہوں, میں جنت میں پہنچ گیا ہوں. کہا کہ یہ جو اوپر سے اللہ تعالیٰ نے آپ کو یہ جو یہ جواہرات اور ڈائمنڈز اور جوڑ کی جو بارش ہو رہی ہے آپ کے آس پاس, اور جیسے کپڑے اور یہ سر پہ تاج اور یہ جو سونے کی جوتیاں آپ نے پہنی ہوئی, یہ سب کیا ہے؟ کہا یہ میرے ایمان کی حفاظت اور قرآن کی عقیدے کی حفاظت کی بنا پر اللہ تعالیٰ نے مجھے یہ اعزاز نصیب فرمایا. اللہ has granted me this for the preservation of my iman and the aqeedah of the Quran Sharif. My dear friends, this is what people underwent to safeguard their iman. Our iman, we can't even follow a small sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We struggle. To sit on the floor and eat is sunnah of your beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I prefer the table. Small sunnahs we don't pay attention to. Our children, you can make them what you want. Theek hai, fine and good and well. Doctor banao, zabardast banao. Kapde pehnao, sabse behtareen kapde pehnao. Education do, give them the best education. Lakhon pound un par invest karo. Spend on them, give them the best food, give them the best clothes, give them the best education. But if you have starved your son and your daughter of the basic education of sunnat, if you haven't told your child the basic sunnats of life, what have you given your child? Maon ke chahiye, jo mai baat sun rahi hai, parents as well, brothers as well, fathers, that when you are helping your child in the home to learn his studies, go and get a good job, spending on him, having sleepless nights behind him, also you fear for his future. I want to preserve his future, I want to make sure he gets good education, I want to make sure he has a good standing in society, I want to make sure he's got good reputation, good credibility in society. At the same time, make sure you give him good deeni tarbiyat on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When your child is going to sleep, teach him how to sleep. When he is getting changed, kapde, masalan, you put in your clothes on your child. Basic education. Make sure you put his right arm in first. When you put in the jumper on your child, chota sa bacha ho, bada bacha ho to usko dekho. He's putting his jumper on. He's putting the left arm in first. Better no. This is khilaf of the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aise na karo. Ye shaitan ka tarika hai. Huzur ka tarika, right arm first. Usko dikhao. پھر لیفٹ آرم, جرابے پہنو رائٹ فٹ فرسٹ, ٹیک دم آف لیفٹ فٹ فرسٹ, تھراؤز لیگ پہنی ہو شلوار پہنی ہو بیٹا رائٹ لیگ فرسٹ دین لیفٹ لیگ, اس طریقے تاکہ عملی طور پہ سنتوں سے بھی اس کا تعلق پیدا ہو جائے. اف یو کین گیو یور چائلڈ سنت ایجوکیشن, یو ہیو گیون ہیم اسکلز ٹو سروائیو ان دس لائف اینڈ دی ہیئر آفٹر ان شاء اللہ. دس از فاؤنڈیشن, اساس, بنیاد ہے. And when you take them off, take off your left arm first. When you take your trouser leg off, take the left leg off first. When you take your sock off, take the left one off first. These are basic sunnats that every father should have told his children by now. But we haven't told our children. We've told them better tuition time this time. This is how you do this sum. This is how you do this. This is how you do this. We've taught them so much. And fakhar se kehte ke my son is a doctor now. My son is a great person in the world. But when your son doesn't know how to eat as a Muslim, your son doesn't know how to dress up as a Muslim, look at the difference. Look at the difference. So in cheezon ki bahut fikr karne ki zarurat hai. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize this. Very important. So I was saying regarding Hazrat Bilal Habshi radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what he underwent for the sake of his iman. He was whipped, he was lashed, he was ripped, his clothes were ripped off, he was tortured, persecuted, but he did not let go of iman. And Siddiq Akbar one day was going past and he said, "Oh, Ubay ibn Khalf, this slave of yours is no good to you." He said, "No, he's worthless to me. What do you want with him?" He said, "I want to purchase him." He said, why? No, you can't purchase him. I want to punish him, to make him an example for other people who embrace Islam. So one person whispered in Ubay ibn Khalaf's ear, okay, Hazrat, sell him and ask for a big price. He will give it. She said, okay, how much will you give? So Siddiq Akbar said, how much do you want to sell him for? He said, 5 bags of silver. 5 heavy bags of silver, which was nowhere near the price. This was 10 times as much. He said the price, 5 bags of silver, just verses, 5 bags of silver. He said, you have a deal. Allahu Akbar. Siddiq Akbar said, you have a deal. There you go. You bring my khadim, 5 bags of silver, give it to him. He was shocked. Jeeb aadmi hai? He goes, for this slave, you give 5 bags of silver. He said, give him. He took him. He said, I freed you for Allah, O Bilal. You no longer belong to a family of slaves. You are hurrun li wajhillah. So Ubay ibn Khalaf said to him, oh, Abu Bakr, I thought you were a clever businessman. I just said any price on my mouth that you agreed, you should have waited, I would have reduced my price. He said, oh, Ubay, you bewakoof, you should have set a price even higher than this. And Allah's qasam, I would have still purchased him from you. Because of the iman inside his heart. Dear friends, iman is a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Value this iman. Look after iman. Sit in halqa of iman. Come to the masjid. Talk about iman. Make dua for the perseverance of iman. Sit with the people of iman and teach your children lessons of iman. If this thing dies from us, you have no identity left whatsoever. No identity left whatsoever. Allah mujhe tawfiq ata farmaye. Allah hum sab ko amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye to preserve our iman, safeguard our iman and give da'wat of iman till our last breath. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin sallallahu nabiyyu ummi wa ma'alina.